Right, that's us. It's counting, so that must be it. It's recording. So, to start with, can I ask, I suppose, what your experience of the event was from an organisational point of view, from the entrance and the exit, and if there were any standout bits of the performance, and then if there was anything that could have been improved, I guess, really. So a real overview of the event, and that's for anyone.
Well, I think we had an advantage position where we was placed at the front. I suppose there was some limited vision. Could get an idea of what was happening in front of them when the angels and the cherub was moving down the wires.
Yeah, so I suppose in terms of the location of where you were for that kind of audio described area, were you quite happy or?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Would have been better if there'd been some seats.
More seats.
Yes,
okay.
More seats.
Well, there wasn't any seats up there.
No, there wasn't.
We had to get us some because we couldn't stand all that time, everybody, and so it was easier to sit down. They did get some chairs in the end, but it was a bit messy, really, that bit until they got sorted.
Yeah. No, it's all good to know.
I thought the organisation was really good, and as particularly that we didn't have far to go from where we were parked, so that was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I came in my carer's private car. They just took her registration number and she said, yes, yeah, go over there, park anywhere you like. And it was really well organised. And people were there to greet us, which I thought was
good.
Yes,
it was. Yeah.
You know, we weren't sort of looking around as if to say, well, where do we go, who do we see, what do we do? So that was the entrance. I thought the way it was done was very good.
Oh, good.
But the whole thing was,
yeah.
As I said, I think the only criticism was that there wasn't enough seats.
Yeah.
That was the main one.
The audio description as well.
Oh, yeah. The audio description was superb.
Was really good.
And the lady that did it was brilliant.
She was. She put the excitement in, didn't she?
Yeah, and she came round and spoke to us beforehand and everything. That was good. And told us roughly what was happening. And of course, we had the CDs, which was good, to explain what was happening as well.
Yeah.
Beforehand, you could listen to them, that was good. So it gave you some idea what was coming.
Brilliant. Yeah, and so the audio description was good. From
yeah,
the I only listened to a little bit of it, but it was, yeah, I really enjoyed listening to it.
Well, as she was getting excited, it came through on the audio description, so you got more of the atmosphere as well, even though perhaps we couldn't see everything that was going on, you could feel that something exciting was happening because of the way she was describing
it. I think there was
it.
Only odd bits where she wasn't actually talking, but things were happening, and not being able to see anything, it sort of thought, oh, what's happening now? You know, I mean, really, she could only do so much, obviously. But yeah, it was really good, and what I liked about it was the excitement and the interaction with all the people. The end especially where we're all, you know, she said, oh, go and play in the feathers, and it was lovely because, you know, we're just picking them all up and throwing them at one another. And I took some home and brought them and put them in the garden. You know, so say, guess where I've been?
Sheila, they were after them back. I don't think she should
have told them. I'm not having them.
Not having them. Well,
we'll edit that bit out. It's fine.
But the costumes were brilliant.
Yes,
and yeah, it was nice that we were able to actually feel the costume. The gentleman came and let us feel the costume.
Was that Sandra mentioned that?
Yeah.
So the after the performance. And was that really good from a tactile perspective?
It was for me, yeah. I quite liked that.
Yeah. Would it have been more useful before the performance to have been able to feel the costume, or was you quite happy about it?
I was quite happy with that, but it would have been nice, I suppose, to have felt it before. But obviously, you know, one thing, you know, would have had to get there early and all this.
Yes.
In some ways, it was just as good to feel it afterwards.
It might have taken away from the effect.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
I can see that people have felt them before, but it might have taken away from the effect because nobody knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
No, but I think, you
yeah.
see, when I did the Cinderella thing at the New Theatre, we actually managed to, we had a touch tour before, and managed to feel the costumes, and you could feel and imagine the Cinderella costume, you know, and all the different ones, going round the theatre and doing what they had to do. So you could imagine that you were that person, that Cinderella. So it was nice. So whichever way you looked at it, it was still good, whichever way, you know. But at least with that, you know, once you've seen the costume, you can visualise it. But I think with that one, it didn't really matter.
Okay.
The cherub was superb.
Yeah, I bet it was. I mean, it sounded
that
really
was the
good,
only thing that
because it was massive.
Couldn't get the beauty of because of the size. It was just the way it was illuminated.
Well,
it was heavenly.
Well, the thing is, she did say that it was big and it was, you know, massive and all this. And I just got this vision of something, you know, in a costume or whatever,
yeah,
big. And it was nice.
Good.
And everyone that we spoke to
about this.
Yeah.
The concert was a good atmosphere. The spectacle
on
it,
the evening. It was a lovely atmosphere, you know, all around.
Musically.
Yeah.
Good.
That position we had was absolutely perfect. Directly under where all the wires crossed was superb. Everything went sort of past us. We just got to look up and it was there.
Oh, that's good. So I suppose, moving on from that, do you think you would have still attended the event if there wasn't the access provisions in place?
No.
So if there wasn't, I suppose, the blue badge parking so close or the audio description, would it have been something back?
No, you wouldn't have got anything from it.
No.
You wouldn't have got anything really from it. And you'd have been just in the middle of the crowd and knocked about, and I mean, I couldn't have taken Marty there.
Yeah.
No, so.
So, thinking about the access for the event, what could have been improved on the night, or in the build-up, from our perspective, I guess? If there was something you could have changed or done differently, was there anything?
No, it was
very good.
It was
very well.
So that's always the one where you always wonder what you're going to get back, don't you? But that's good to know. And I suppose you were saying about the people that were there, when you came home, saying that they're everyone's friends, if you came across any volunteers or staff or anything, did it make you feel any differently about considering volunteering, or if you came across any volunteers on the night?
I did feel like a VIP.
I did.
It was nice to feel that you were sort of being looked after special. It was very good.
I don't think, you know, because I wouldn't know who was who anyway. I could have been talking to anybody in the public, and I wouldn't have known who was who.
Okay.
But there was people there, obviously. They were in official capacity, and they were really good. I don't know where we could fit in as volunteers, or at least me, you know, but I'm sure there's maybe something, but just something that I'd...
Could always put you on one of the
wires. Don't volunteer myself last time, I think, right, did they?
You're scared now.
but I think that is something that obviously we're really interested and keen on in terms of making the events inclusive and accessible, the same sort of volunteer programme. So obviously wanting anyone to feel like if they wanted to volunteer, they would be able to if they wanted to. But so it was just whether your experience on the night had kind of made you feel any differently.
I think the fact that we had an area where there was space as well, we could get up, the people that were sitting could get up if they wanted to, and you could walk a few steps and walk around, whereas if you were in that mass crowd,
you could dance
about, we wouldn't have been
you couldn't
there.
Well,
anything.
I
don't know how anybody else feels. Because if I get in crowds, I'm sort of like this all the time, so
no,
I would have lost the feeling, the whole atmosphere of the
yeah.
ending would have been spoiled for me.
So thinking about, I suppose, going to the event as a group, would you feel comfortable attending future events that we put on, either as a group or individually or with other friends? Or
I would if we got the same service as we got
there. I think I'd find it more difficult individually.
Yeah.
You'd have to go with someone, even if someone's a friend or whatever, but, you know, you'd have, and then you'd have to know where the VIP section was. So, yeah, I couldn't have done it on my own. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's just interesting. You know, I suppose even for the people who maybe didn't attend on the night, having heard hopefully things of people who did attend, whether it's something that, you know, looking towards 2017 and beyond, I guess, whether there are those access provisions in place at such events, that is something as a group or individually, partners, friends, you would look to next year, I guess.
I think if there was a meeting point, I knew that somebody was going to be there, and
that
would
so
possibly attend on my own.
If
we knew that, say, we were meeting at a certain point and a named person to meet, and then they were going to take us to the area and look after us, then I would possibly
that's not too bad.
If it was as organised as that one was, and we knew who we were meeting and where we were meeting them, I would possibly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. So obviously, because it was through Andy as a group, there were people who managed to get tickets themselves and wanted and requested the audio description, so they would have got the same information. It just wouldn't have gone for a group lead, I guess, kind of thing. So, but, so I suppose thinking about yourself, if it wasn't something the group was going to, if, as long as you've got that information, you'd like to say had those meeting points and things, you would feel comfortable going, not as part of the group.
I think the fact that the tickets were all done online as well made it difficult for some people who haven't got that facility or who can't use that very well. I mean, I've got facility, but I can't use it very well on my own.
Well, I tried, but you had problems with that, didn't you? So
we did first time. A testing bed.
Teething trouble.
I'm hungry about saying she tried.
Oh, really?
And then I chatted to her about it, so to try and find out, and then I had to go, I can't remember what day it was, so we went off to take. And I put Radio Humberside on it and just talking about it. Yeah. But it was a shock, wasn't it, to the system, really? That
that's
what you learn from, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose
Could I ask a question about volunteering?
Yes.
What he was on about. Could we volunteer to take ice creams around or something like that?
Ice creams?
Well, I'd love to trip and spill it all over somebody.
I'm not sure that's one of the roles we've got in there. I could certainly go back and pass it on to my colleagues in volunteering. So, yeah, well, there might be, you know, maybe not like that, but mass participation, if you want to do something a bit more performance-based than guiding people around.
That's a bit difficult.
But I suppose, moving on, this is not so much about the event now, I guess, but just in general, I suppose, and attending things. Have there been events either going on here or venues in the city or elsewhere that you would have liked to have attended or gone to but couldn't for whatever reason, maybe because there weren't things in place?
I got some tickets. I was given some tickets to go to City Hall one time to see Boys to Men, because I wanted to see and like them. And they said, sorry, it's standing room, it's just standing. And I thought, oh, right. So that put me right off. There was no way I was going to be just standing, because I couldn't have done it. Especially when there's a crowd of people about and they'd all be jumping about. And I'd have probably done the same, but I mean, it would have been difficult for me. Because I had nobody to go with, really, and I was trying to, you know, get somebody, and I thought, well, I'm going to go and see him. But I couldn't, because in the end, you know, I thought, oh, well, it's impossible, so.
Yeah.
Like going to music festivals and things locally.
Yes,
they are. People, it's a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
Okay.
There always seems to be wheelchair accessibility, doesn't there? But I never thought until Sheila's just said that sometimes people can't stand for hours on end.
Yeah.
Or even for an hour.
And even if you say if you're in a crowd of people, they're all dancing about,
and not you.
You don't try and dance because I can have a dance and knock them about. You know, it doesn't matter, but. Even so, it's not easy.
It does make it sound like it's more easier if it's organised by us as a group.
I think so.
Yeah, even if we're buying the tickets, you know what I mean, as part of this bunch of people.
Yeah.
Bunch of really, rather than up to the individuals and then getting worried about it. It might have got the tickets issued, then think, oh, I'm going to have to be stood next to people that are, you know, pogoing on. You know, then I might jump up and down, but I can't see if I'm going to knock somebody. You know what I mean? We're better having a group of us, whether it be a small group or a large group, but having you know, whatever type of separate area, doesn't it? Like you've done for us. It is difficult on their own, isn't it?
Well, plus the fact when you're in a group like ours that everybody knows everybody and we all help each other.
Well, it helps with experience.
Sort of saving numbers a little bit, isn't it?
It's
a bit of saving numbers there as well, isn't it?
Yes.
I think I was reading, am I correct, I was reading in the paper that this was a testing form. There won't be anything as massive as that. There will be smaller, spectacular events.
That was a curtain raiser event, so that was the first event we put on, which effectively...
Not the Teddy Cry, the smaller events, I think they will go down very
well. There will
be
things of all scales next year, so whilst it is unlikely that...
I mean,
that
it was an honour to have
back.
That.
This was one part of the Yorkshire Festival, wasn't it?
It was.
But you took the opportunity to use it as a test.
It
wasn't done purely, I'm guessing. Is that right? Is that what I mean?
It was... It was part of our Hull's offering, I guess, as the Yorkshire Festival, which really nicely coincided with, as an organisation, us being able to put on an event so we can learn from it, like where the tickets initially went on, and it learned from the night, so that we've got this time from now until next year, so we've still got the remainder of this year, for when we're planning and programming and things, actually to look at what worked, maybe look at the things that didn't work. So. Whilst that might not be coming back, there will be things of that scale, and then also things that are smaller, and throughout next year, I guess.
Hull did it very well. It gets a lot of negative publicity, but it did it extremely well.
So I suppose thinking about things that will be going on next year or in the city generally, where do you find out what's going on, or where would you want to be able to find out, I guess, what's going on? I suppose you're fortunate in the sense as part of a social group, but have, you know, individually, or, you know, I guess, how do you hear about things that are going on in the city that you might like to do?
Radio, or is it Daily Mail,
On the
talking
But then anything they've picked up on that I might not have found or been emailed about or had a programme drop on my desk, this is their forum to come and say, did you hear about? And I'll either go, yeah, I'm looking at that, or no, work, and I'll research it. So this is our little forum for people to bring their ideas. So if it's on the radio, which it's going to be, isn't it? It's going to be.
Yeah, I suppose it's just looking at where you would normally find out about such events that you might want to consider.
Would it be on TV as well? Websites as well?
I think
the bus station and on, you know, bus stops, isn't there? There was
lots of
things
that
happened.
What do you call it? Booking office as well.
Is
any Braille like programmes?
Sorry?
No.
Any Braille that can be produced?
Well, that's something that I suppose it is that something that, or in I suppose it's that, if is there anyone who provide Braille, I guess, and how, I guess, do they get that to the people who most need it, I guess, or?
I've got
it on a small scale here.
We can convert it to Braille.
I can't read it now anyway, so. I find my Braille reading difficult now because I've lost my reading finger. It doesn't work.
But it is something that some of the members here would use if it was available.
As long as it's not UEV, mate.
It's two different types.
I mean the Unified, this new one, new brand, it's awful.
Okay. I suppose the last thing is, because we want to be really inclusive and accessible, are there any experiences, events or things that you've attended previously that you thought that was brilliant, or you might have visited a museum or somewhere else, or whatever it may be, if you've got any experiences that you can describe why it was really good, or if you visited somewhere, or, you know, be it a building or, you know, an outdoor event or whatever.
The best thing I ever visited here was the old Beverley Transport Museum, because you could just, I just climbed about on everything. you know, you need to go with museums, you need to be able to touch as much as possible and you know, examine and feel. I mean, the art gallery is okay, but with me, I've no sense of what things are like because I've never seen them. So even touching things like sort of different art things that's in there, they don't always. I can't always get a lot from it, okay. But I can feel the you know, different sculptures. I used to like Henry Moore sculptures for that, because I felt one in the Breton Park place near Wakefield. I went, and it was really good. But they had this great big thing up, and it was up high, and it was like a great big tin sheet or plate, and as soon as you touched it, it flew away from you. It was like suspended in the air. It was really good.
So something that's really tactile.
Yeah, I think you need to have tactile and sensory sound and. You know, things that you can hear. I know somebody went to a museum in Newcastle once and they were doing all sorts. I think it was the art gallery up there, and they were doing all sorts. And there was sound, you could make play with sounds and all sorts of things, you know. I just like to have interaction with things like that you can hear and feel. And
am I right that they are doing that in the Ferns Art Gallery? Is that what's happening while it's all being closed and refurbished?
It's going through a massive refurbishment to open early next year. As to what the specifics are, I don't personally know.
But obviously, a look around there.
You know, it's something that I suppose as part of this process we're wanting to learn and gather feedback that we can share with partners, you know, for you know, long beyond 2017, I guess.
I mean, they did start to do an audio description thing in the art gallery, but it was me and Bill went, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it was all right, but again, to be honest, I'd still prefer to go with someone than on my own.
The only trouble with that, Sheila, it was basically about the artist.
It was only about, it was, it was
about
all going on about the artist and not so much
about
the picture.
And his life.
And then you were getting lost. You know, you thought, well, where do you go next? There was no defining description of where to go next and what you did, so it was more difficult, that.
But they did audio description in Wilberforce House, didn't they?
Yes.
Because I did that as well, and that was very good.
Oh, right.
Because you were in the room, and it told you, if you turn to your left, there's a door there.
Yeah.
And if you listen, you can hear the horse outside. Coming down the cobblestone.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good.
It was unbelievable.
You see, that's what we need.
And actually,
hear
the horses,
you know, really good
down
audio
the cobbles.
Your way
we were looking out the window to see if you could see it. There was nothing there, just on the edge. Brilliant.
I think the thing is that when you have sight, you take so much for granted. When you're losing your sight, you look at things differently, pardon the pun. But if you've not had sight, like Sheila's just raised that point, she doesn't know what things should look like, so she has. You have to try and create an atmosphere and an environment that anybody can feel the same sensation, if you see what I mean. And I think that's a good point, actually.
I mean, the deep isn't bad. Well, it wasn't. You know, it gave you had this audio description thing, and it told you what you were up to. And then you moved on. It told you to move to a different section. And it's more or less in a straight line, that place. Some of it you've got I think there is some turnings, but it was more or less not too bad, that audio description, although it could have been slightly better. But I found that quite good, and the only thing is with that, you see, again, there's a lot of interaction for people who can see, and there's all these things that can play, you know, that can try out. I know when I went one-to-one, I went with my PA one day, and I'd only been the week before with our housing place, and we'd been, but I didn't, you know, you missed out a lot because I was in the group, and because, you know, they were just moving on and moving on. And when I went with my PA, I even walked on the, there was people who could see were doing things that I hadn't done, because I'd missed out because nobody had explained it or told me what there was I could try. where you could walk on the, your feet, you're walking on above the water, and you're like walking on water, and the fish are walking underneath you, you know, swimming underneath, and it, you got the feeling of that, because that's what I did when I was with Leslie. You know, I sort of missed out a lot, because I think even then, I think they thought, oh well, people can't see, they can get the atmosphere, and that's it.
I suppose whilst if anyone hasn't got anything else to add about good experiences, if anyone else wants to say anything in general whilst we're still recording, it would be.
I know this isn't anything to do with audio and visual, but a success for those was when all those thousands of people were painted blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That is positive.
I'm going to go and see a ball, but I can get a guide to trip off.
Oh,
I wanted to do it, but nobody would take me, Michael.
What was there genuinely any interest in doing that then from anyone here?
No, I don't think I'd have done it. I mean, the idea was all right, but I don't kind of dare do it.
What stopped you or what? Or
I couldn't get anybody to take me.
Okay. So if you could have, you would have, like someone had said,
"Come on, I'll take you."
You'd have done it. Okay.
I think generally, one thing I would say, if it was a longer event, access to a drink would have been useful. Even if it was just bottled water.
Yeah.
Because, for that event it was fine, because it was only like an hour and a half, wasn't it? But if it was a longer event, and it was outdoor in weather like we've had, it would have been nice to have had access to, as I say, even if it's just water, a drink. I don't mean, full cafe service, but just an access to a drink might be a thing to think of in the future if it was an event that went on for longer.
Toilet facilities.
Well, there were
toilet facilities there on the
night.
So was that something that was pointed out, or
no? It wasn't.
Okay. Make sure that's fed back. Has anyone else got anything to add if I press stop?
Yeah.
Hopefully press stop, it should be recorded.
I think overall it was an excellent experience.
It was well organised,
spectacular, mm-hmm. and it provided what we went for, really.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for your feedback, hopefully.
Yeah, I think we could do with some audio description for football, Andy.